This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. The 2020 presidential campaign trail continues to heat up and to wind north to New Hampshire. Former Vice President Joe Biden is in the first-in-the-nation primary state today. Here he is in Hampton, New Hampshire, making his first visit to the Granite State since entering the White House race.
This is the United States of America. Anything we've set our mind to, we have never failed to accomplish. I refuse to postpone any longer the possibilities for this country, and we have to end it now, this administration.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is on the trail with Biden, and he joins us now from New Hampshire. Hey there, Anthony.
Hey, Callum. How you doing?
I'm well. Could you set the scene for us? Where was Biden speaking and to whom? What was his message?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, Hampton, New Hampshire, that's where I am now at the Community Oven. It's a wood-fired pizza joint. And in fact, Biden is still here, and there's about 30 or 40 people right outside here in the parking lot hoping to say goodbye to him as he drives away. But about an hour ago, this pizza joint was packed with at least 200, maybe 300 people. A lot of excitement to get a glimpse of the former vice president. And to hear him deliver his sort of first speech, if you will, and talk with voters in New Hampshire since he declared for the presidency. And Callum, in terms of his message, you know, it comes down to one word, restore. You heard that again and again, sort of restoring what was before Donald Trump was elected president. So here's a little bit of what he said.
I want to restore the soul of this country. We've lost our sense of who we are, it seems to me. And we have to reestablish it.
So he talked a lot about that, restoring people's dignity. He wants to talk about health care as a right, not a privilege. He wants to restore the soul of the company, the country. And he talked a lot about sort of restoring the status and the welfare, the well-being of the middle class, and a real effort to unite the country after 2.5 years of Donald Trump. So those were his key the key themes that he was delivering today in New Hampshire.
And Anthony, I think a lot of voters here and across the country are wondering whether Biden will campaign essentially as a third term of Barack Obama. Is that what it sounded like today?
Sorry, Callum, you just dropped out, so I missed the final part of your question.
I'm wondering whether Biden is campaigning essentially as a third term for Barack Obama.
So, you know, a big part of this restoring thing is you know, really talking positively about his association with Barack Obama, with President Obama. He was, after all, Obama's vice president, and he really hopes that the sort of, you know, association with former President Obama can help his campaign. So here's a little bit of him talking about that.
Speaking of Barack, I think he doesn't get nearly the kind of credit. He was one heck of a president. Man with great integrity, honor, decency. Had a backbone like a ramrod.
So this sort of sounds like big picture ideals there, Anthony. You know, he's talking about the sort of return to normalcy and the state of the country during the Obama administration. Did he drill down on policy at all and talk about specific things that would top his agenda?
He did, and I'll talk about that in a second. I mean, I just think this talking about Obama is really interesting, though, because it's, and if you think about it, it's really different from a lot of the younger candidates who are really, I'm thinking of people like Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Pete Buttigieg, and they're really looking forward. And I think you've got here former Vice President Biden really trying to create this close association with President Obama. And it's a tactic that might work. I think a lot of Democrats, especially, and independents in New Hampshire, have that positive association with the former president. On the other hand, there's a lot that didn't go well during the Obama presidency and arguably contributed to the rise of the kind of disaffection that we saw that led to the election of Donald Trump. So it's an interesting strategy, and time will tell if it pays off. In terms of specific issues, one of the things he talked about a lot was the Republican tax cut. And again, this is sort of this idea of restoring what was, rolling back the Republican tax cut. Vice President Biden said would free up a lot of money to do all kinds of things. Here he is talking a little bit about that.
We have to get back in the business of making sure people have an opportunity to make it. And the way to start that is to make sure that we, in fact, get rid of this darn tax cut this guy put in there, which only helps the very, very wealthy, and eliminate a significant number of the loopholes in the law.
So we hear the
Biden says
there.
By
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he says by rolling back that tax cut, eliminating all those loopholes, he says we could literally free up billions and billions of dollars and do things like make community college free for all Americans and get serious about focusing on the environment and a whole number of things, creating jobs through infrastructure and so on and so forth. So again, it's this idea of restoration and rolling back what is now and returning to what was.
Yeah, and I was just going to remark that that clearly was an applause line for him there, Anthony. But I'm wondering, as you were talking to voters at the event today, the sense that you got. I mean, we see that, for whatever the polls are worth, that Biden is doing very well in New Hampshire right now. He's got the front-runner status that he didn't have in his prior two bids for the White House. But do you feel like people are really enthusiastic for him, or is it kind of, well, we think he's the most electable, so we'll get on board?
Both. I mean, it's always hard to tell when you're in a room. I mean, there was clearly a lot of enthusiasm, but when you're talking about filling up a small venue on a Monday morning, you're really talking about sort of the most committed of the committed. So here's Brenda Bouchard of Portsmouth talking about why she came out to see Joe Biden today.
Well, I think that he has a very caring heart, and I think that that's missing in our current White House. So that's number one for me. I think he's empathetic and sympathetic and cares about people, truly.
So Brenda Bouchard was in the crowd today. She said she's still making up her mind. She thinks very highly of Joe Biden, but she says the most important quality for her, the most important thing that she's looking for is someone who she feels certain can beat Donald Trump. And so that brings us to Terry Schumacher, who first supported and worked for Biden on his steering committee during the 1988 campaign.
Wow.
And says that Joe Biden is the right guy because of that long record of public service. Here's what he said.
I think he's the one candidate in the race that can restore what is very much needed, and that is honesty and dignity to the White House. And I think voters are very hungry for that. Particularly Democrats and independents.
So, you know, Callum, that's the point there. And what's interesting about this moment and seeing Joe Biden in New Hampshire is there's sort of some forces in history in New Hampshire that I think work in his favor and work against him. And what works in his favor is New Hampshire is a state that has a long political memory, lots of people who've worked on these campaigns, like Terry Schumacher, who remember people like Joe Biden. And on the other hand, New Hampshire is a place that also surprises and rewards mavericks, people like John McCain and others. And I spoke a little bit to Terry Schumacher about that, and here's what he said.
My first New Hampshire primary was working for Gene McCarthy as a college student who came within 5 points of a sitting president. Can I say that won't happen this cycle? I think anybody who tries to predict how this cycle is going to turn out is going to probably be wrong.
And Callum, just as I'm talking to you now, I'm seeing Joe Biden get into his car. He's being greeted by this last clutch of supporters who have hung out for about the last hour, hoping to catch a glimpse of him as he drives away.
Wow. And I know that you're not with Senator Cory Booker, Anthony Brooks, but while I have you, last thing I'm wondering about is we know that Joe Biden is not the only 2020 hopeful who is in the Granite State today. What do we know about what else is going on up there?
Well, right. As you mentioned, Senator Cory Booker is in the state today. And when you think about it, interesting study in contrast. You know, Cory Booker, African-American, younger generation. He's one of those part of that group of candidates who really represents the next generation, very different from the kind of message and experience and tone that Joe Biden brought to New Hampshire today.
You know, it's funny, Anthony, I was watching some C-SPAN footage of Joe Biden dropping out of his race in 1987, talking about the idealism of his youth, of his of that young generation. Of course, this was 32 years ago, and now, of course, he is in his 70s and on the opposite end of that spectrum. WBUR senior reporter Anthony Brooks joining us from New Hampshire. He was at the Joe Biden rally in Hampton today. Thanks for your time, Anthony.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Callum.